Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you this rainy day?
I'm doing very well. I know a little bit about Junior Achievement. A good friend of mine was involved with you for many years, and then he got married and had kids, and I just think he lost some of the time that he had. But Junior Achievement of Mid-Michigan has announced annual results. And you also announced a merger with JA of Michigan Great Lakes to extend your reach. So let's talk about all that stuff. First of all, let's talk about the merger.
Certainly. Junior Achievement of Michigan Great Lakes covered 42 counties in Michigan. And over the last 11 years, various Junior Achievement chapters around the state came together in a way to reduce cost and reduce overhead costs and reach more kids. And so that same kind of methodology was utilized with the Junior Achievement of Mid-Michigan becoming part of the fold.
Bill,
we're excited about it.
Bill, for people who don't know, what is your mission at Junior Achievement?
Junior Achievement's mission is to educate and inspire young people to succeed in a global economy. And we do that by providing hands-on programs, kindergarten through 12th grade, that brings in a business person or a community volunteer to facilitate the materials and serve as a positive role model for the youth of our community.
And through your press release, I see that Junior Achievement Michigan Great Lakes grew to more than 56,000 students across 2,223 classes in the West, Mid, and Northern Michigan, as well as participated by nearly 1,300 individual volunteers spanning 45 counties. Wow, those are big numbers.
It's big numbers, and the reason why we're able to succeed is each community still maintains a local board of directors or advisory board. So it's still about local people being engaged locally, raising funds locally, recruiting volunteers locally. But again, what we do is we provide centralized material ordering, centralized bookkeeping. You know, we only have to have one audit. You know, they're not sexy kind of things, but they help Junior Achievement, you know, lower its cost per student, which is a critical component as we try to ensure that we're good stewards of donors' dollars.
All right, Bill, that kind of stuff is boring. As the owner of a small business, I know this, but they're fundamental and essential. How do you get kids excited about that?
Well, I think one of the key things is that by showing the students the relevance of what they're learning in school to the real business world and how it impacts them and their future. If you've been in a JA classroom, and if you haven't, I'd love to take you at some point, but one of the things that you'll see is the activities that the students actually go through excite the kids, and they don't even realize they're learning. We have a high school simulation called JA Titan, and the students actually are C-suite executives of a holographic generator company, and they make production decisions, manufacturing decisions, R&D decisions. They figure out how to market their product, and they compete against each other, and we in fact have a competition that the kids can participate in at Davenport University, where we bring them from all over our 45 counties. And it's amazing. The kids come out of there saying, you know, I've had so much fun, yet I've learned so much. And that's what we try to do.
All right, Bill, this all sounds great, but the bottom line is, you can't lose money, and Junior Achievement of Mid-Michigan announced that the nonprofit organization ended the fiscal 2011 year with a budget surplus. That's what we're talking about.
It's a fantastic thing. I mean, if we're teaching kids about financial literacy and the importance in balancing your own checkbook, then we as an organization need to emulate, those same principles.
All right. And if folks want to become involved, especially business leaders and business owners and managers and those check writing, decision making people, if they want to become involved, who do they call? Where do they go?
Well, the best bet would be to go to the Junior Achievement website, which we're trying to drive everyone through ja.org. Because it's simpler to remember, and then they can just select.
All right, thanks, Bill. I got to get to break. Thank you.
Hey, Tony, have a wonderful morning, and thanks a lot. Bye-bye.